Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a privilege and an honor to come to you with the Word of the Lord. You know, there is power in the Word, and we must make ourselves, privy to the Word of God that is so available to us, and we must put this Word in action in our lives every day. It is important that we not only be hearers of the Word, but that we also be doers of the Word. When we do this, we are guaranteed by God to have success in every area of our lives. I don't know about you, but I want to have success in every area of my life. You know, Jesus, before he left the earth, he said that we would have persecution in this life, that we would be persecuted as he was persecuted. And the only thing that is going to keep us is the power that he left us. He said that we would receive power and the promise. Amen. The power and the promise, the power that is made available to us through the Holy Spirit and the promise that is contained within the Word of God. Amen. So we have to be aware of the tools and the resources that we have to go through life every day, because every day you're going to be confronted with something that will try to block your path. God has made some promises to you. He's spoken over your life through the Word and through the prophet and maybe through the preacher. Amen. And you have caught the Word of God. But as you move forward, there are some barriers in the way that are trying to prevent you from operating in the fullness of everything that God has for you. And I want to tell you that those barriers, those obstacles are there for the very reason they are there to stop you. They are there to thwart your course. They are there to throw you off the path. They are there to make you get distracted, to make you get discouraged, to make you quit. Amen. So it is important. It is important that you are equipped to move beyond the barriers. Amen. And that is what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about moving past the barriers. Amen. Moving past the obstacles that may be in your way, that may be preventing you from having everything that God has for you. I want to talk to you about moving beyond doubt and fear and questioning God. Amen. I want you to walk into the fullness of your power, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you on today. It is a call-in show, and as we're talking today about pressing through life's obstacles, you can call in. Write this number down. The number is 646-652-4832. And be mindful that if you're not listening to the live show, you're not going to be able to call in because there will be no one there. But I am here today from 10 o'clock until 10:30 to talk to you about pressing through life's obstacles. Have you ever set your mind to do something, and then just as soon as you got ready to do it, all kinds of heck started breaking loose in your life? Well, that's an obstacle. That's an obstacle, and I'm going to talk to you about moving beyond the obstacles to get to where God has already ordained for you to be. Amen. And praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. I magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you have done in my life and what you continue to do. I ask that you have your way during this Power in the Word segment, during this 30 minutes, that you speak to the hearts of your listeners, Father God, that these people have tuned in to hear word from you. Lord, meet them, meet every person, and meet every need. Father God, answer every question, reassure every heart. Father God, heal every pain, Father God, and break every hindrance, Father God, that is holding your people back from moving forward to do all that you have called them to do, to have all that you have called them to have, and to be all that you have called them to be. I pray for my listener right now that you will meet them, that you will apprehend them, that you will, Father God, Let your Holy Spirit, Father God, rest upon them so that they can feel your fire, Father God, resting upon them, Father God, burning them up like flames, like liquid fire. Let this word be like liquid fire going through the veins of your people. So I thank you, Lord, for true victory that is to be found in the word of God, victory through Christ Jesus, victory through the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the power that is to be found in your word. So we bless you, and I give this 30 minutes to you, Lord, and say, have your way, let your will be done. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. And I'm talking to you today about pressing through life's obstacles. So many things will apprehend you as you begin to move out. And the first thing that I think about is fear. Amen. Fear is very real. Have you ever been afraid? Have you ever been so afraid that you just begin to tremble? Have you been so afraid that you thought you would literally fall out? Have you ever been so afraid that you knew God had told you to do something, but you were scared, so you just didn't do it? So afraid that you actually allowed the enemy to steal your purpose? I've been there. I've been there to the point where over and over I disobeyed God and did not do what God had told me to do because I was afraid. I was afraid and did not know how to press through that fear. I did not know how to press through the fear. I just let it stop me. I let it stop me in my tracks. I was at a meeting last night, and there was a young lady there. I was at a Toastmasters meeting. I'm a member of Exodus Toastmasters, and Toastmasters is where we go to hone our speaking skills. That's where we go to learn how to stand up in front of a group of people without fear, to be able to speak through the nervousness and to be able to put two sentences together to get our points across in the least amount of time as possible. Most of our speeches are only 5 to 7 minutes. But there was a young lady there who spoke last night, and she's an advanced Toastmaster. She's in the advanced manuals. So she's been speaking for a while. I would say she's given about 25 speeches. But this lady stood up last night, and she was so scared. She was visibly shaken. You could see that she was terrified of being up in front of that room of about 30 people. At least 7 of them were strangers to her. The rest of them were members, regular members of the club. But she was terrified. And I prayed for her. I prayed that she would make it through the speech because she was hyperventilating. Have you ever been so scared that you hyperventilated? She was hyperventilating. And I said, oh, my God, I pray that this young lady doesn't fall out from fear. But she didn't. She did not fall out. She did not die. She made it through. And I told that story to tell you to press through the fear. Press on and do it scared. Do it scared. If you're scared, recognize that that is not from God. That's from the enemy. In the Bible, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. In the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. Amen. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And if it's not from God, it's from the enemy, right? If it's not from God, then you know that it's from the enemy of your soul, who does not want you to obey God, does not want you to be blessed of God, does not want you to have anything that God has already ordained for you to have. The enemy of your soul does not want you to do anything for God. Amen. He is the adversary of our Lord, and he is the adversary of you. He is the adversary of me, myself. Amen. The devil, Satan, amen, does not want God to get the glory in your life. So the first thing that he's going to throw at you is fear. And I want to say to you to move forward in spite of the fear. God didn't give you the fear. is from the devil. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Say, fear, get behind me. Say, Satan, get behind me. And continue to move forward through fear. Fear is, I wrote about this in my new book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. I talk about fear being false evidence appearing real. You've heard that acronym. So many people use it, that is false evidence appearing real. In other words, it's not tangible. Of course, it is real. It's an emotion, but it's an intangible emotion. If you reach out and try to grab a hold of fear, you actually come out with a big old handful of nothing, because fear is just that. It's nothing. It's not anything that can hold you back. It's nothing. It cannot stand in the face of the power that dwells on the inside of you. Fear is nothing in the face of the power of God. Fear is nothing in the face of the power of God, because remember, the Word of God tells us that no weapon formed against you can prosper. So what I say to you, in order to get beyond fear, I encourage you to press through the fear. Press through the fear. Whatever it is that God has told you to do, whatever it is that you have set your heart upon doing, whatever the goal, whatever the objective, whatever the dream, I want to say that when fear comes, and fear will come, fear will come. The Bible does not talk to us about fear just to be talking to us about fear. The Bible talks to us about fear because fear is going to come. It's going to come. The emotion of fear, I talked about fear being an emotion, is something that happens on the inside of us as a result of a sense of dread, a sense of being, and not being, but feeling. It's a feeling. It's a sense of feeling inadequate, feeling like you can't do it, feeling like you're going to mess up, feeling like people won't value what you have to say, or people won't value your contribution, fear of rejection, feeling like you're being rejected. Fear stems from all of these different emotions. They're emotions, and what we need to do is tear fear out by the root. While you're moving forward and pressing through fear, as you press through fear, you defeat fear, and you begin to pull fear out by the roots so that fear no longer has any power. The way that you defeat an obstacle is to go ahead and either kick that obstacle over, climb over that obstacle, or press through the obstacle. So whatever you have to do with fear, or destroy the obstacle, that's another option. You can destroy the obstacle of fear. And I'm spending a lot of time on fear because fear is the biggest power blocker. Fear is the biggest success blocker. It's the biggest dream blocker. It's the biggest purpose blocker. When you're met with fear, it will stop you and make you sit down somewhere. That's what fear wants to do. It wants to make you sit down. And I want to tell you, no, don't sit down. Step on over fear. Put your feet on it. You can stomp on serpents and scorpions. I think of the devil as a snake, and the demons as little worms, little maggots. You can step on those. Oh, amen. Stomp on those little pesky bugs that are trying to stop you. And fear is one of the ones that you can stomp out. Amen. So do it afraid. And I asked the lady after her speech, what was she afraid of? Because she's a good speaker. And she said she was afraid that she wouldn't be able to speak well enough. It's the fear of being inadequate. And I want to tell you that we don't have that fear, because we have all power through Christ to do everything that God has called us to do. Amen. Amen. And praise God. The next obstacle that I want to talk to you about today is doubt. Doubt is very connected to fear. Doubt is so connected to fear because it's God said it. If God said it, this is my stance on life. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. And I want you to also make up your mind to believe that if God said it, you believe it, and that settles it. Doubt is very real. Doubt is another power blocker. It's another purpose blocker. It's a dream killer. When you don't believe that you can do what God says that you can do, amen, God you don't believe the word of God, you don't believe that God's going to bless you. If you do what God tells you to do, then God will do what He told you He would do. Amen. Let me say that again, because I almost stumbled over those words, but I want you to have it nice and clear. If you do what God tells you to do, then God will do what He told you He would do. Amen. And praise God. Just do what the Lord has told you to do. Amen. And don't just do what He told you to do. Do what He's telling you to do, because God is still speaking. Amen. He is still speaking. And you have to just obey God. Just do what God is telling you to do. I look at the scriptures in the book of Matthew. It's amazing that Jesus Christ dealt with doubt with the disciples when they walked with Christ. They didn't believe Christ. You know, Christ was incredible. And wouldn't you agree that Christ was pretty incredible? And sometimes it's hard to believe stuff, especially when it's right there looking you in your face, but it's more than you ever imagined. Is beyond anything that you could think, ask, or imagine. And you have miracles being performed right in front of your eyes. And God is telling you that you do have the power to perform these miracles. It's kind of hard to believe that when you see stuff going on. And you're like, I don't believe this. I really don't believe this. And God is saying, don't doubt. Believe it. Believe it. It's real. God is very real. Jesus Christ is very real. The Holy Spirit and the power that is made available to you through the Holy Spirit is very real. Amen. You have to realize that you're positioned for great success. You're positioned for a blessing. You're positioned to do some things that other people can't do, or other people won't even attempt to do, because of the Christ that dwells in you. Because of the power of God that's made available to you, you can do some stuff. You got some power, baby. You have some power. You have some power. And God is saying, and even if it's not about you doing stuff, it may be about you just believing God for your family, believing God for your marriage to be restored, or believing God for your health, believing God for healing, or maybe you're believing God in the area of your finances. Maybe you believe in God for a position on a job, or maybe you believe in God for your husband or for a baby, you know, or for victory in some other area of your life. Those things are possible. Those things are available for you, because Jesus talks about it in the Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 21. Jesus tells the disciples here, in Matthew 21, verse, let's see, where are we going with this? Matthew 21:21, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Amen. Amen. Meditate on that scripture. Jesus said, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And we have to get that. Jesus had told the fig, he cursed the fig tree. And they looked at the fig tree was withered. And they were, immediately the fig tree withered, it says in the scripture. And the disciples were amazed. They were amazed, and they wanted to know, how did you do that? How did you do that? How did you make that fig tree wither so quickly? And that's when Jesus said, you have to believe this thing. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not lying to you. You have to believe this thing. And that's what I'm saying to you today, saint of God. I'm saying you have to believe this thing. Don't walk around in doubt. Have a sense of expectation. Expect God to do something great. And He will. Expect God to answer your prayer. And He will. Expect yourself to be successful in life. And you will. Expect to be successful. Expect to inherit the promises. Expect to walk in the purpose. Expect to fulfill the plan that God has for you in this life. And you will. Amen. Believe God. Have a sense of expectation. Do not doubt God. Believe God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking today about pressing through life's obstacles, pressing through these things, these tentacles that will try to hold you back, that will try to block you and prevent you from being, doing, and having all that God has called for you to be and have. These obstacles, these hindrances, Paul says, what hindered you? You were running well. In most cases, it's fear and doubt, amen, that are hindering you from moving forward into the plan and the purpose of God, amen. Praise the Lord. Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? I pray that you're getting this. And if you just tuned in, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking to you about pressing through life's obstacles, and this is some good stuff. Amen, and praise God. This is some good stuff coming from the Word of God, encouragement, exhortation from the Word of God. If you miss any of this, or if you can't stay the whole time, come back and listen to the archives. I'm taking calls. You may want to call, or you may want me to go on. You may be like, keep going. This is good, and you want me to continue, but you can call in the number 646-652-4832. And I'm talking to you, coming to you from New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. If you're in the area, you can stop over on any Sunday, any Wednesday, and worship fellowship with us. Our worship services start at 11 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Amen, and praise God. Praise the Lord. On next Saturday, the 21st, we're having a Making Marriage and Relationships Work seminar. You can go to our website to sign up for that, and it's for single people and married people, amen, individuals and couples, amen, and praise God. But let's move forward with this. The third obstacle that you're going to meet in life, and this is one that's inward, this is one that I'm giving to you, is procrastination. You know what procrastination is. You know, putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. You know, procrastination. You know, I'll do it when I get around to it. I can't do it right now, or I don't have everything that I need to do it, or I don't feel like doing it, or, you know, I'll do it later. You know, procrastination. And procrastination is a big hindrance, because procrastination is another form of disobedience. Oh, hold on to your chair. I bet you did not know that. Procrastination is another form of disobedience. When you put off later what you should be doing now, you are disobeying God, because God says that He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. So when you get an idea, or when you get a dream or a desire, or when you're supposed to be doing something, that is the Lord directing your path. Amen. God is telling you to do this. God is downloading your instructions. When you're walking with the Lord, when you're walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh, and when God is the head of your life, you know, you say, I give praise, glory, and honor to Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Really? Is He really? And, you know, I'm laughing at you, because this is Rhema word for me, and it's ministering to me, because I procrastinate sometimes, and I think I'm obeying God and walking with God, but really, I have a problem here, because really, is Jesus Christ really the head of your life? If that's the case, then when you have something to do, then it's God telling you to do it, right? Amen. Especially if it's not in disobedience to God's word. If it's not in contradiction to God's word, then chances are when you get an unction to do something, it's God. Amen. So here you are procrastinating, like when God calls you to minister. Oh, come on. Or when He calls you to be elevated in the kingdom, and you're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that, or I'm not ready. Or when God calls you to usher or serve in the house of the Lord, when God calls you to change church, to go to another church, amen, when God calls you to line up with a particular work that's being done on the earth, and you decide that you're not going to do it because you're not ready to move out of your comfort zone, you are procrastinating and you are in disobedience. Amen. And I want to tell you, Deuteronomy 6:24 says, the Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. Amen. We have to obey God. God says in Deuteronomy 11:13, so if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with your heart, your mind, and your soul, and your strength, to obey, Deuteronomy 11:27 says that you're going to get the blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God. Amen. You have to obey God. Amen. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived when God tells you to do something. The best thing that you can do is obey him. I taught from Mark. I taught from the book of John, where Jesus told John to take his mother and take care of his mother. John immediately took his mother into his home and took care of her. He obeyed Jesus, and he was blessed beyond measure for that. He told Abraham to leave his father's house. God told Abraham to leave your father's house and go to a place I'll show you where. Didn't even tell Abraham where he was going, but told him to go. And Abraham obeyed God immediately, and Abraham was blessed. Amen. He's the father of faith today because he had great faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I know you can't see it. You can't see it. You can't figure it out in your own mind. The Bible tells us not to lean on our own understanding, but to acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. You can't figure it out. You're not going to be able to figure everything out. Just obey God. Procrastination. Don't put it off. Just do it now. Do what God is telling you to do. Obey the Lord. Amen. And I must move on. I must move on. But I'm going to elaborate on this some more at another time. Or you can just study the word of God. Study obedience. Amen. Study doubt. Study fear. And get this down in your system. The final obstacle that I want to talk to you about today is negative thinking. Stinking thinking. Negative thinking will thwart the plan of God for your life every single time. The Bible tells us to think on whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, noble, praiseworthy, positive. You have to implement positive thinking into your life. God is the creator of positive thinking. Don't be afraid because of the new age stuff that's going around. A lot of people don't want to talk about positive thinking, but God in the Bible talked about positive thinking, amen. And I want to tell you to think on these things, amen. Think on things that are good. Get rid of the stinking thinking. Get rid of the negative thinking. It's from the devil. Negative thinking is from the devil, and the devil wants to make you think that you're small, that you're like a grasshopper, that you can't do something, that God has not called you. The devil wants you to think negatively, and God wants you to keep it on the positive side. Amen. Think in a positive way. Let God meet you. Amen. Let God meet you in your thought life. And I'm looking for the scripture. I'm looking for the scripture because I want to give you the scripture. Amen. But you know the scripture. Whatsoever things are good, praiseworthy. Think on these things. Amen. Transform your mind. The Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. Amen. It says, keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Do not be distracted by the thoughts that the enemy will try to plant in your mind. The enemy wants to give you a stronghold. Here's the scripture, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. think on these things. God knows that the devil is going to try to come against your mind, and he wants to remind you that God is good, that he is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And God wants you to keep your mind stayed on him, that you will have the peace of God. He says, don't be worried, don't be anxious. Come to God with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, and let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, to keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus in perfect peace. Amen. Amen. You got to know that God has a better plan for your life, and his plan is for you to prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. God's plan is for you to live out the plan that he has already ordained for your life before you live the day. His plan is for you to be successful, for you to be prosperous, for you to be in good health, for you to have peace, for you to be happily married, for you to know who you are, amen, and for you to be, do, and have all that he has created for you to be, do, and have. I'm out of time again. Amen. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word, and I have talked to you about overcoming and pressing through the obstacles in your life. Amen. And I want to tell you right now that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God has called you to do what he has called you to do. He has equipped you. You have everything that you need on the inside of you to make it in this life. So go on out there and do what the Lord has called you to do. Amen. And praise God. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.